It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
In and qualify this game on Sunday. He didn't say the words. All right. He didn't say must win, but it sure sounds like Daryl's thinking must win on Sunday.
We'll keep it from him saying it. We'll talk to him next week, right? And it'll be must win.
Yeah. Like, no. That time that I said it was a must win, now I mean it's a really you better win or I'm going to be cheesed off. It actually, we're talking about parenting where you're like, hey, guys, seriously now, I'm being serious. And then, like, you just add more seriouses. It's like, guys, I'm not playing. I can't tell you how serious I am. I'm so serious right now. And then eventually somebody cries. Yeah, that's generally how it goes. It's like, oh, Dad, we've gone from Dad as being a respectable person to Dad just frothing at the mouth. That's basically where we are with the Cleveland Browns. I think a lot of people are just frothing at the mouth saying, you don't win this one. But here's the thing, though. So it's my pushback on anything. It's the same thing, the pushback with Amari stuff. Like, with all due respect to everybody, yeah, listen, 1-4 ain't great. And 1-4 means with the toughest games ahead, you're going to have to win 9 out of, God bless it, math is not my strong suit. You have to win 9 out of the last
12?
12 games, thank you. That's not great. I mean, listen, even for me, I used to be really good at math. There's something about hitting my mid-30s that it's all off my brain. But, yeah, 9-3 is not... I like it feels far-fetched given Cincinnati, Baltimore, Justin Herbert, Pittsburgh twice, Kansas City, Baltimore again, Cincy again, Miami if Tua's back. Like, it doesn't necessarily feel doable. My only thing is, like, at any point, if the light goes on for Deshaun, it's over. If any point the light goes on, all of a sudden, 9-3 doesn't seem ridiculous. And I continue to put, I don't think we're putting enough weight into the back half of the schedule and the importance of playing well in the second half of the schedule. That doesn't mean Sunday's game isn't important. But 1-4 is not a death sentence. Makes it damn tough, but it's not a death sentence.
No, and I would agree right there that it is not a death sentence. But you also look at a 1-4 record and going into the gauntlet. And as a player... You know, now you're putting more pressure on yourself to try to win that second game and then that third game. If you can get to the bye week and be either 500 or just above 500, it makes it so much easier. But to top it all off, if Deshaun Watson is doing his part and continuing to develop and grow from post-surgery, I think there's cause for joy when it comes to that play as well.
So while we're talking about the Browns, I do want to say that, you and I are in agreement. Daryl was in agreement. People who made a big deal out of when he was asked about the first down struggles, he said, well, that's probably a better question for Kevin. I think people are grasping at straws to crap on the guy. I don't think it was him throwing Kevin under the bus. And what I think that the overreaction to that obfuscated is there were a lot of parts today in his press conference, as somebody who's listened to every press conference, I thought Deshaun sounded as comfortable as he's been, and I thought, and this is not because of the play, I thought he sounded a little bit more in charge of where he was going and how he was answering things, including he was asked about Devontae Adams being out there potentially wanting a trade and whether that's something that might interest him here for the Browns.
No, I'm locked in on my guys that I have in this locker room now. So I don't get into the trade talks or things like that or trying to add guys. I'm trying to focus on the execution, the game plan, so we can be productive on Sunday against the Commanders. All that is for AB in the front office.
So that's a perfect answer.
All day long. You know, he's answering the question the right way. He's worried and focused about the guys in the locker room right now. And that's all you can do as a player. You can't focus on the outside noise because that's all it is. And when you have good, talented players already, the Browns have good players. They just have to step up and be consistent.
Well, and the other thing with that is, if Amari wasn't struggling, it might be a different conversation. Right? If it was just Elijah Moore struggling to get targets and his dad tweeting about it, I wouldn't have a problem with Deshaun saying, yeah, I mean, listen, he's a great player. If we can add another great player, cool. But I think where it's a heady answer is I do think Deshaun knows Amari's struggling. And if you say, yeah, we'd love Devontae here, it's another thing that opens up another line of dialogue.
Yeah.
So I just think that's the right answer of, if Amari wasn't struggling, he might have been able to answer that a little differently.
Well, and for that being it, it's supposed to be your brother. You know, you're currently on this roster together, trying to compete and fight for wins every weekend. You start clouding everybody's head with, oh, Devontae Adams, it might be coming in. They might be trading for him. Amari Cooper is going to look at that and be like, I don't want to be here. I'll go play somewhere else. Trade me now. You know, and you don't want that. You have a guy that's put up numbers in the past. He just needs to focus each play out and not take time off.
And what's so important to what you just said, Amari might already be struggling with buy-in. And again, I hate to say that specific phrase, but it's apparent Amari's not right. And listen, Amari's been in the NFL a decade. It's tough for me to believe this is because he missed mini camps. Like, it's tough for me to, I didn't have all the reps I would have liked in the preseason. Yeah, this is four games of drops. This is four games of where's the separation. This is four games of where's the crispness, right? And so, I mean, I think we're on the verge of a full-blown distraction with Amari. That's another reason why I'll give you it might be a must-win on Sunday. Because if Amari's dropping passes and you're winning, it's just something we got to tighten up. If Amari's dropping passes and you're losing, it is, this guy's making $25 million a year. He better get right. And the longer those struggles on, the more people are going to say, this dude is loafing it, or this dude is distracted, or this dude is disenfranchised.
Would you compare this player, Amari Cooper, to Braylon Edwards at all?
Passes? It's interesting because Braylon, the entirety of the time in the NFL, had the drops.
Right.
With Amari, like, this is new. Safe hands, great route running, and some big plays. So one of the three core tenets of Amari isn't there. And I know he's had a couple spots, and it has been when he has been disgruntled previously. It was in Oakland at the end. It was in Dallas at the end. So that's my concern. Is like, if a player just, that's who they are. Well, there's a part of it, it's like, well, you drafted him. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if somebody's got the drop season, that's just kind of who they are. And in fairness, Braylon's case was like some drops, oh my God, all the drops.
All the time. Yep.
Like, there was a wide variance there. And there were times where he was absolutely one of the 10 best wide receivers in the NFL. With Amari, that's just has never, like, it's not, you know, any of the drops that I've seen from him usually are as a bad pass. So this is a first in Cleveland seeing it. And it's just impossible to get away. Like, we're not there yet. We really aren't. Because they're 1-3, it's week 4, you know, going to... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Week 5. This will become a massive distraction. And whether you get something for him or not, if by the trade deadline, he's taken reps from guys who are making catches, he's taken looks from guys, especially if you're not winning, but if you are winning and he's a distraction, I would hate to think you get to a point where with Amari, it's addition by subtraction. I hate that for that guy because he is. A lot of the jerseys I see on Sunday when I go down to Lakefront, a fair amount of them are Amari Cooper.
Well, and the thing I look at right now, and I brought it up, you know, with Daryl, is Jerry Jeudy right now. You know, here's another bona fide number one that if you have Amari doing his part, you have Jerry Jeudy stepping up and doing his part, you have two guys right now that are 1-1s. And that's huge for the Browns, and especially for Deshaun Watson, as he's continuing to grow and get healthy to the fullest extent.
216-474-0092. As we have the conversation about Amari Cooper's struggles, are Amari struggles becoming a distraction? Like, when does this become the thing that cannot be explained away or the thing that cannot be overlooked? I think we're right there on the precipice. Either he's got to start making plays more consistently and or you got to start winning more because it can get ugly real quick. And I think, you know, Ronnie McLeod was talking the other day about, yeah, well, hey, right now we are where we are, but the more you lose, the more things come to light. That's foreshadowing. And I think, and I'm not saying he was talking about the Amari thing specifically, but that's one of the things that can bubble over and turn this from a bad start into a lost season. And you cannot get there. There's too much riding, too much going on for this team. Daryl, welcome to the show.
How you feel, man? Hey, listen, Barry put us in this position, man. You cannot deal with a human being the way that they have dealt with Amari Cooper. All right, I tried to tell Jay Peterlin this. You cannot not give him an extension, which basically says you're not worth it or you're too old. You cannot then his name comes up in contract talks. In trade talks. And his name is coming up again in trade talks with KC. These guys are professionals, but they're human. So when that happens to you as a player, I think your focus goes down a little bit. I think your hands get a little more slipperier. I think, you know, that extra 1% that you may have gotten if you got a contract extension, I think that goes away.
Daryl, I got to be honest with you, buddy, real quick, because I'll give you a chance to answer. It's not on Andrew Berry. Amari Cooper's playing with his career here. So because he is in a final year of his contract, it's on Amari. Listen, if we talk about any other thing, I get it. But we're talking about basic professionalism and focus. For a 10-year vet to be talking about that when he's making $25 million this year, I can't get by on that. I think I cannot subscribe to that.
That's a crazy amount of money, man. I understand what you're talking about. More money than I'll probably ever see. But when you deal with a person like that, man, you can't tell me that they don't carry that with them on the field. You can't deal with the person the way that they dealt with Amari and then pat him on the butt and say, go give me 100%.
Yeah, but players do it all the time. Players play in contract years, Daryl.
They do, but he wanted a contract extension here in Cleveland. These guys don't want to keep moving their families, man. They don't want to do that. They want to be able to sit somewhere for a while. Nobody knows what it's like to up and have to pack up every other year. Pack up your life and move your family, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? Now, at the end of this year, what? He's got a house hunt. He's got to pack up, move everything. That's why he wanted an extension for some stability, man, for stability. And I think when I say Barry, I think he could have been used a little more finesse in how he dealt with him. And I think the way that what we're seeing on the field, I do think that it's a product of that. Is it right? No. But I think that's the case.
Daryl, we appreciate you, buddy. We got to run, okay?
All right.
That felt a little too much. And I know he was trying to say, you know, basically that he doesn't feel like he's making excuses for Amari. I'm sorry. And listen, normal folks have to pick up and move their families all the time, and they don't have $50 million in their bank account. So I'm not saying that that doesn't weigh on a human being, but you know what the NFL is, and you are only as good as your last four games. So Yeah, it might be tough if you're Amari and you got all this stuff going on. It's called being a professional. It's called being a veteran. I can't give him a pass. This is not on Andrew Berry. Like, and one, Andrew Berry didn't leak that he was trying to trade Amari Cooper for Brandon Ayuk. An agent did him dirty. So did the Browns dirty on this. All right, to try and get some leverage somewhere to push their player where they wanted him to. So the agent did the Browns dirty. So that's one thing. So I'm going to give Andrew the pick because there are so many trade talks that never come to fruition, that never come to the light of day. Two, Amari's a leader. He's the highest, one of the 10 highest paid players on this team. It is on Amari. He might not like that. Somebody's got to tell him. Buddy, if it ain't here, I want Amari to get that next contract. Right? Because he's done well by us up until this last. I want Amari to get that paper. I want him to get that final deal. 3 years, 4 years. Receivers always get paid. If you're good, you get paid on the open market, especially if you're unrestricted. Like, Carolina will do it. Dallas might bring him back. Somebody's going to do it. This ain't how you do it. This is how you don't get paid. This is how at 31 or 30 or 31, you're going into a prove it deal and you're in your early 30s. That ain't it. You can't let Amari off the hook for this. This is about Amari. It's about doing it right. And the longer he doesn't do it right, the more he's endangering that future money with somebody else or even the Cleveland Browns.
Well, and that's the key right there. You mentioned, and you hit it on the head, as a player, you have to take pride. His job is to catch footballs. And when you're not catching footballs in the most crucial situations, it's going to come out, and especially if you're not winning on top of that. So for Amari, you know, he has to take the personal side and keep that off to the personal side. And when you're on the field and you're in between the white lines, you have to perform and step up like you're supposed to.
John, Mike, you guys stick there. We're up against one, or we'd go to you right now, but we want to hear from you guys. 216-474-0092. Are Amari struggles becoming a distraction? One segment to go with Nick and Jason on 92.3 The Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.